This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. We are live and local. The Spartan Studios have moved to Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue Shop at 77 Bridge Street in downtown Saranac. We're east of Grand Rapids, west of Ionia on M21. Shoot down here. The pasties are flying out of here like crazy. The barbecue's smelling really good in the back. And I tell you what, you need to come to Saranac. This is a cool place.
It's a marriage of my two foods, pasties and barbecue. What a brilliant idea. Oh.
Sorry. Yeah, that's right. You helped with that, didn't you, Bob? Yeah.
Yeah, well, you won't have to fight the traffic if you're in Saranac either. Like I said, it's Mayberry, and you can roll in here, and there's lots of other little shops you might like here. But basically, you got to get to Vicky's, because if you've never tried a pasty and you're one of those people that thinks they're called pasties, you need to come out and try one. It's like meat and potatoes Well, it is. It's meat and potatoes and
in a pie crust.
Pie crust.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, we talked to our milk expert who just walked out of here with a half a dozen pasties, by the way. But he said it's the enzymes in the milk that break down the gaminess, if you will, of the these are technical terms now.
Yeah.
You know, but it's the enzymes in the milk that breaks down the gaminess of the goose meat. So
that's right.
There's the answer.
That's my brother Mike,
right.
And he's also a Ferris grad.
Is he really?
Yeah.
God, there's a lot of us around.
Bulldog.
Yeah, baby. So let's talk about placing your grill in the parking lot. Where when you show up at the tailgate, where do you usually put the grill in relation to your parking spot in the car? I mean, it's important.
Well, if I'm going, I've got my chuck wagon on the trailer hitch, and I just leave it there. So I have to find a parking spot big enough so I can pull in deep enough and put that monster out there. But I do like the fact that it kind of blocks the traffic a little bit.
Right.
Makes everybody stop at your tailgate.
Well, and one of the safety things that I want to mention is the fact that you need to set some chairs or some coolers or something around the grill. So if you're tailgating like I do, I'm yakking to people and not really paying attention where I'm walking and doing things. And the last thing you want to do is have one of your guests or your friends run into the grill and burn themselves. And when it's out there in the parking lot, you got to be careful on it. So just when you're positioning that grill, the point is be careful. Think about where people are going to be eating, drinking, and partying.
And you really want to have a designated driver if you're going to have any kind of alcoholic beverage at all, and a lot of tailgate parties do. So make sure you take care of that DD. Get that guy there. Storing the grill, if you're using charcoal, there's a real danger spot, and you don't want to throw that baby in your car. You need to just set it out in front of the vehicle on the grass or something. Before you take off, empty your coals, make sure you're good.
You know, and one last tip on that is if you bring a roll of tin foil, you can take those coals out of there and put them in, wrap them up in tin foil, and that'll self-contain them.
And but, throw them at the opposing team?
Right. Oh. In the next segment, our friend Dick Vermeil is going to be coming up. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We're live in Saranac. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.